Hello.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm great. You?
Oh, never better.
I'm not great. I fucking drove across the fucking country.
Did you get jet lagged from the drive?
You have no idea. You have no idea what it's like to be me.
I don't. You're right. Why don't you tell me what it's like to be you?
All right. So I drove from Kansas to North Carolina and back in a matter of like 2 days. I don't know.
Okay. It's like a trip to the grocery store. No big deal. All right.
So in that time, I had a lot of time to think.
Okay.
That's it. I didn't.
Oh, that was. Are you trying to say you thought about me a lot, homo?
I did.
Yes.
You know, like, what are we doing? Why are we doing it?
Why are we here?
So the good thing that came out of the trip, I think, other than my daughter being here, the best thing to come out of the trip is our big announcement that we're making. Mm-hmm. Can I get a drum roll?
Wait, let me do this. Let me do it this way.
No, do it the other way. Yeah, maybe the other way. So starting this week, right? Starting now.
Yeah, as of right now.
As of right now, we are no longer doing public episodes on Sunday. We're going to just do all bonus episodes every Sunday all the time.
All so bonus all the time.
Patreon patrons will now be getting 4 bonus episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
Count them.
Go ahead. Count them.
I guess we'll
wait.
Some months, they'll get 5.
I was going to say, there's 5 Sundays in some months. You guys are fucking killing it.
So I'm not saying that we will never record something like a Dear Flabby or something on a Sunday, but
yeah,
but we probably won't.
I'm not saying we won't, but we probably won't. So, but from now on, Sundays are bonus episodes only. So if you want all the bonus all the time, you gotta sign up for Patreon. Sorry. But actually, you know what? I'm not sorry.
So Patreon.com/who's right.
Mm-hmm.
Be there or be a faggot.
Right. Or both.
You can be there and be a faggot.
Yeah, exactly.
And we support all gay rights for our patrons.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want me to support your rights, you gotta pay. And we're otherwise only, I don't support shit.
And we're supporting you individually, not the entire group of you.
Right.
Just your personal rights.
Yeah. As an individual, I support your rights if you pay me.
Okay. So I don't even remember where this note came in, but I know that I screenshotted it and put it on the board to talk about, see if you're interested. So somebody was, you know, we always whore ourselves out.
Right.
All right. So here, I'll just read it.
Yeah. It's easier that way.
Hey, Doug, can I please go to your house and clean your fridge? It's something that helps me with my sexual fantasy and especially to people I look up to. Maybe I could clean Anthony's too. I'll pay $600 for both and I'll pay for the travel expenses and all of that. I'll go first to your place first and then to Anthony's. Really think about it, please. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. So what is it weird that what struck me was that I'll pay for travel expenses and all of that. The first, as I read that, I'm like, no shit you will. I'm not going to pay you to come to my house. And then it hit me that they're going to pay me to clean. Like, I got it all backwards in my head. Like, no shit you're going to pay for travel expenses.
Okay, so would you let a stranger come to your house and knowing that they're going to get off to your crusty milk, your crusty almond milk on the bottom of the fridge for $600?
No. There's no fucking way. No fucking way.
You're such a homo.
It would have to be life-changing money to let any of you fuckers in my house.
Okay. What about if they would pay the shipping to ship your fridge to their place? Or take your fridge to a neutral location for them to clean?
Shipping and handling? Yeah, I'm in. If they're going to pay shipping and my time for handling and for me to load it onto a truck, ship it to them, clean it, and then ship it back to me, yeah, I'm in.
What about just to your neighbor's house?
Just in my front yard is fine. Three houses down so they don't know where I live. Damn it. Did I say how many houses?
An undisclosed amount of houses.
An undisclosed amount of houses down. Yeah, I just don't want anybody in my house. I don't like people coming into my house.
Okay, so it's not that you don't want them to know where you live. It's you just don't want them in your house.
Right.
So with me, am I like one of the select few that's been inside your house?
Yes. I think I've lived in this house for 15 years, roughly. And I think my dad has been in here twice, maybe three times. And my sister, I think she's been in here once or twice. Maybe more than that.
What about
not
that guy?
Not very many, though.
What about that guy that wanted to suck your dick? Has he been in there?
A couple times. Yeah, not very much. And even when he did, it was uncomfortable. He used to live with us for a while. Not in this house, but it's uncomfortable. I don't like it. My house is my sanctuary from the world, you know? I don't need none of you fuckers in here.
All right, so I had a couple thoughts when I was driving, and the first one is like, I don't even know how to fucking preface it with anything. I don't even have like a joke to go with it. It was just a thought that I had.
All right.
And I'm hoping that one of our listeners will reach out and answer the question.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, driving across the country, I had to, you know, change time zones.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wondered was what would it be like to live in one time zone and work in the other? That's all I get? Okay, think about how big of a pain in the ass it is when me and you lived in different time zones. Mm-hmm. We could never get shit straight. Like,
yeah, but that's because I'm retarded. So what time is it now? What time is it there? If I was like a normal person, I'd probably be fine. You could just be like, yeah, it's 6 Central or whatever. Then I'd be like, okay, I would just get it. But like, just tell me what time it is in my time. So that would confuse the shit out of me. What's the line for time zones? Is there like a town that's like you can live in one town and half that town is one time zone, half is the other?
I don't know. All I know is my phone for half the trip, my phone matched the time in my truck.
And then the other half it didn't. So you're like, what? How the fuck do you know what time it is then?
It's an hour earlier than what my truck says.
But how does that work? It can't.
Because I haven't
changed it
from daylight savings time.
You can't just drive up the street and it's an hour earlier. It doesn't work that way. So how do time zones even work then?
That is how it works, and that's
no, it's not. How? So you drive up the street and you're an hour later?
Yes. You go back in time.
And then you drive back down the street and you're an hour earlier?
So that's what I mean. So if you live on one side of the time zone, you live in one time zone and work in another time zone. I want to know how confusing it is. Like I said, I don't have any funny thoughts. It was just
so we're not even in that scenario, and I'm confused. I can only imagine how confusing it would be to live there
every day. Like Doug, I need you to come in for a meeting at 8:00. Right, my time or your time?
Well, you live 3 houses down. What's the biggest time zone difference? Isn't it like, isn't there like 18 hours difference from some place to some place?
That's a different country.
Yeah. What if you lived in one country and worked in another country?
Slippery slope.
See?
All right. Okay. The other thing. So when I was traveling, I just, I got tired of listening to podcasts and I got tired of listening to,
shitty music.
No, I'm
good with that.
I got tired of listening to my playlist that I'd created, so yeah. I just put on like a random song generator or whatever radio station.
That would suck. Okay.
And do you know the song "Wasn't Me" by Shaggy?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So I forgot the guy's name, but yes.
If you pull up the card that I have, "Wasn't Me" song.
Mm-hmm.
I took the liberty of putting down what the lyrics are. So this is one of the songs that came on, and of course I thought I knew the words to it.
Okay.
So traveling with me is much like traveling in a one-person concert, because I know the words to every song.
All right.
And, okay, so the way the song starts out in the intro is one guy is telling his friend that he got caught cheating.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to play the part of Shaggy, and you're going to play the part of Shaggy's neighbor, who apparently I came to for help.
Scooby. That was a stupid joke.
All right. Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yeah, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You let her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? Man, I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Okay, so that's how it starts out, right?
All right.
Okay, so this guy gets caught cheating. So put yourself in the position of the cheater.
Mm-hmm.
He gets caught cheating, and he goes to a neighbor's house and says, I don't know what to do. I need some help. I got caught cheating.
And say it wasn't you.
Okay, say it wasn't you. That's your advice. Now, farther on in the song, you see the lyrics down there?
Yep.
Okay. So it says, but she caught me on the counter. She caught me banging on the sofa. I had her in the shower. She caught me on camera. She saw the marks on my shoulder. She heard the words that I told her. She heard the screams get louder, and she stayed till it was over. So the whole fucking time he was banging this chick.
His girlfriend's watching.
His girlfriend's watching, and he didn't know. So he's oblivious to what's going on around him.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout the fucking house. And this bitch is filming him do it.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, he tries to go to this guy for advice, saying, and just say it wasn't you. Like, she's in your house.
So, okay. If your girlfriend or your, yeah, you got a girlfriend and she's, you're fucking somebody else and she's watching you and recording you and doesn't stop you, nothing. And afterwards, after you're done, you find out that she watched you the whole time. Isn't that a good thing? Don't you just bring her in? Like, cool. Now we're all going to get it on.
Okay. You're detracting from where I want to go with this.
Sorry.
Can we bring this back home, please?
Yeah. Bring it back around.
Okay. So this is probably going to get us a copyright, but I'm okay with it.
That's cool.
All right. So this is the part of the song that I want you to hear. So I gave you the setup of everything.
Uh-huh.
So anybody that's not familiar, I'm sure you've heard this fucking song. Shut up.
Everybody has. Right.
So here's the song. Okay, so this fucking guy, this is the guy giving advice now. All right?
Uh-huh.
So I heard this and just started laughing my ass off driving down the fucking interstate. Because, you know, sometimes when there's a song that I know the words to that I've never actually paid attention to what the words are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of them. Sure. Okay,
so this is one of those songs. And when that part came on and that the guy that's giving the advice started whatever he was doing.
Uh-huh.
I started laughing hysterically because I'm hoping that you can do this correctly.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So now we're going to reverse the roles.
Oh, God.
You're going to be the guy that got caught cheating.
Okay.
And you're coming to me, whoever this African guy is, for advice.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the same type of advice that this guy gave him.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
I think so. Yeah.
Action.
Yo, man. Open up, man. My girl just caught me. I don't know how I let this happen. Holy shit. That was a long way around just to make that noise.
I know.
Worth it?
Worth it?
Totally worth it. One more time.
Imagine going to this fucker for marriage advice.
Shaba. Wait, that's Shaggy. Damn it. Same fucking thing though, right? Where's that guy from? Where do they talk like that at?
Nobody does. Nobody talks like that.
Snow talks like that. Oh, God. Can we get it one more time? Can we get it on a soundboard, please?
Hold on a second. I'll put that here.
All right.
Check.
Da, 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 do, da, da.
Okay. Don't overwrite that one.
Record.
Perfect.
Da 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 do da 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 do da.
Soundboards are awesome.
And you said they were hacky.
Not hacky at all. Oh shit. Holy hell, that's fucking great.
Okay. That's all I got from my trip.
That was all you got. You drove 9 million miles and you got one fucking blah, 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 blah noise. I was expecting you to come back with something, you know, like that transcended time and like made everything better with the world, you know, like you had all this. Right.
It sounds like I did my job.
Right. It really makes people think.
That's what we're about here at Who's Right Podcast.
Goddamn right.
All right. So let's talk about this story you put up, because this is important shit.
Right. This is my favorite story that I think I've heard in a long time.
Are we talking about the same one, the Target one?
Oh, I'm sorry. This talking about what?
Target?
Yeah. Yep.
Am I breaking up?
No, I was coughing and I didn't hear you.
All right. So the Target that was looted in, where was it?
Minneapolis.
The Target that was looted is now reopening. That one, mm-hmm. It surprised me that we've been going through this happened this long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been on the air covering this play by play the whole time. It got looted and now it's opening back up. And we're going to be here when it gets looted again.
That's our commitment to you, the listeners.
Right. As long as it happens on like a Tuesday.
You know, we've been trying to steer clear of reading entire articles.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those that I think that we could just read the whole article and it's
pretty long, but there's so much to it. I pulled out some of the juicy bits, but only a little bit, you know.
So nearly 6 months after it was ransacked in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing, the Target Corporation store in South Minneapolis is reopening. Here's where it gets juicy. Many parts of it will look just as they had before. The bright red and white exterior, the aisle filled with private label Target brands, the bins of low-cost items in front, but many other items will look different. The pharmacy was moved up to the front of the store so elderly customers could easily get their prescription. The grocery was stocked with more varieties of spices requested by the local community.
What?
Okay. So, that means black people spices.
Right.
Well, I mean, they flat out say that later on in the article, but that's what they're talking about.
Black people spices.
What are black people spices?
Pepper.
No.
Salt.
No, those are white people spices.
I didn't know there was more spices than those.
Because you're a white people.
All right. What are black people's spices?
African American spices.
Okay. That better say salt and pepper.
American Spice, the world's largest spice store. African spices, grains of paradise, alligator pepper.
What?
Garlic powder, ground allspice, cinnamon. White people have...
You can't just call it allspice. That's not a spice. That's just all of them. What kind of spice do you want? All spice. All of the spice. It's not how it works.
Cinnamon, fenugreek, cloves, cumin.
It's coming.
Paprika, lemon, and chilies. Those are
those are African spices?
No, those are African American spices.
Oh, sorry. I don't think I've ever tried any of those. I mean, I've tried cumin, but.
you use garlic powder and cinnamon.
Yes, I do. It was a joke. I spice the shit out of my food.
So what spices does Target, are they importing for the
African-American community? That was one of my first questions. I mean, I can go to any grocery store and get like a whole aisle of spices. What spices did they not have that you would need in the middle of a ghetto.
All right.
I don't even know if that's a ghetto or not.
They talk about it later in the article.
All right.
The crosswalk from the nearby rail station was made safer and the lighting around it brighter, and the entrance was made more inviting with a new mural and plants. Okay. The overhaul forms part of what executives at Target, a retailer long associated with white suburban shoppers, describe as an effort to improve its image with black customers. The store, which sits right between Target's own headquarters and the spot where Floyd was killed by police, drew a national spotlight when it was looted and burned during demonstrations denouncing police brutality at the neighboring 3rd Precinct.
Isn't that a weird way to put it? When it was looted and burned during demonstrations denouncing police brutality. They were fucking riots. They were burning your store, you dumb fucks.
They were demonstrating how to get deep discounts.
Thank you, deep discounts.
Drawing shoppers from areas twice as black as a typical Target.
What?
Drawing shoppers from areas twice as black as a typical Target. That's like, they're super black.
So they're trying to get, or their shoppers are more black than normal black people.
Right, like SEAL.
Okay.
SEAL black.
SEAL black.
Wesley Snipes black.
Yeah, I got you.
Drawing shoppers from areas twice as black as a typical Target, according to cell phone data tracked by SafeGraph.
What?
According to cell phone, is something wrong with my mic?
So your cell phone can tell Target how black you are?
It's like, okay, Verizon, Obama phone, we got one.
This guy's super black. Oh, I forgot about the Obama phone.
How come all the Obama phone dots are just roaming around the spice aisle aimlessly?
We need more spices. We got to get more spices in here. They obviously can't find the spices that they need.
They are hanging. The Obama phone dots are hanging out here way too long. Put the spices up front. Get them the fuck out of here.
Oh, God.
The site's destruction incited a wider debate on what giant corporations owe their local communities. No, it didn't.
No, it did. They stole your shit. They wanted a TV. I wonder what we owe the black community. More TVs, I guess. What the fuck?
Especially ones that are far more diverse than their internal C-suites. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, fuck. So it says that you owe your customers more if they're black.
Because they decided to burn your store. What if they would have burned the store next to yours? Do you not owe them as much now?
C-suite refers to executive-level managers within a company. Common C-suite executives include CEO, COO, CFO, oh, okay. CIO.
Gotcha.
EIE.
That was a good one.
Okay, where are we at here? Especially ones that are far more diverse than their internal C-suites.
Okay,
According to cell phone data tracked by SafeGraph, the site's destruction incited a wider debate on what giant corporations owe their local communities, especially ones that are far more diverse than their internal C-suites.
When did that
happen?
That never happened. It didn't happen, and it shouldn't happen. When you go into Target, do you think, I wonder what color the CEO is?
And with black shoppers holding more than $1 trillion in annual spending power in the U.S., according to Nielsen, Target had an incentive to figure it out. We got to get them black dollars.
Black shoppers holding more than $1 trillion in annual. So you think that this one Target in the ghetto of Minneapolis is going to bring in all the black people all across the United States?
We went up $1 trillion. It was the spices. Good job.
We brought in 3 new spices. They come from all around.
By being based in the eye of the storm of George Floyd.
What?
By being based in the Hurricane Floyd. That's what the fucking...
Hurricane Floyd. Holy shit. I love it. So... are you as tired as me of seeing every single article ever is referencing George Floyd. You can't read a news article without reading George Floyd's name. Like, everything has to be referenced back to George Floyd. I'm fucking tired of it. Jesus Christ. Your store got looted. Well, George Floyd. George Floyd. Okay, well, George Floyd. Fuck, man. Shut the fuck up. Okay. That was all. I'm just annoyed.
I'm trying to tie back in my Hurricane Floyd thing into something else, and I'm drawing a blank.
Too much Floyd.
Anyway, it's the new normal, Anthony.
Yeah.
Where was it? By being based in Minneapolis, being based in the eye of the storm of George Floyd, they had a huge responsibility to produce a pretty elaborate plan.
No, a responsibility to who? You guys tore my store apart. I have a responsibility to you now. You were paid the responsibility with all the TVs you gave away. Jesus Christ.
We are even, fair and square.
Yes. You know how many TVs we lost in this thing?
You took my fucking 50-inch Vizio.
Right.
Fucker, that's your reparations. You know what? You can go to the back of the store for your stupid fucking spices. Cocksuckers. They shouldn't have rebuilt this fucking thing. They should have just left it, walked away from it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said from the very beginning. They should have closed this one and every other one. I don't know. Fuck.
No, you know what they should have done is they shouldn't have repaired anything. They should have just filled it with just black people spices.
Just on the floor.
All the way in the far back corner of the store. That's all it is. It's one aisle of black people spices.
Just in piles on the floor, bulk.
And on the other side of the store, caddy corner, so you have to walk all the way across the bare floor.
Grape soda.
Okay, there's three aisles. So there's spice. There's all spice in one aisle. And there's universal remotes for their fucking stolen TVs in the other. And grape soda.
I'd shop there. 12 universal remotes and a case of grape soda, please.
So you walk in this big empty building. One corner is the spice, another corner is the remotes, uh-huh. And then another corner. So we gotta have something in the fourth corner. There's grape soda, and I guess chitlins. I don't know what else.
Chitlins. No, I think you gotta have a carton of menthols. Cools.
So.
Nope. And in the middle of the store, you have a case with all the hair product for black people locked up. It's all locked up.
So, you know, somebody walks in like, oh, excuse me, where's the grape soda? Are you fucking kidding me? You can see it from here, you dick. Can't you read? Oh, forget it.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
They had a huge responsibility to produce a pretty elaborate plan. Anthony Thompson, a professor of clinical law and a founding facility director of the Center on Race, Inequality, and the Law at New York University, said Target's decision to raise and fucking wordy motherfucker. It's not exactly clear why this specific store was targeted. Protesters originally headed there for milk to relieve the pain from being tear gassed. But in rebuilding, Target realized the surrounding neighborhood had never been asked point blank whether the store that's been there since 1976 was serving it well. It wasn't.
Well,
if it was there since 1976, it was doing its fucking job.
It was there since 1976. No plans to close it because, you know, it was making a profit. Everything was good. So what's the fucking problem?
No, it was obviously serving the community if they had the fucking milk you needed from getting tear gassed, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Running in like, it's got to be almond milk.
I can't have soy. I got a soy allergy, but I've been tear gassed.
I'm lactose intolerant, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
The litany of complaints was long. Whoever wrote this is a fucking asshole.
The litany of complaints was long. From the people who burned your fucking store?
Oh, my God. And even though a remodel in 2018 fixed earlier perceptions that the store was dirty, poorly stocked, and a bit of an afterthought, Some white residents in the Longfellow neighborhood would still drive to a different Target instead, derogatorily referring to the location and its customers as Targetto. Okay, have you ever been to a Walmart in a diverse neighborhood?
Yep.
It's shitty.
Yep. It's so there are two Walmarts. I'm not making this up. Two Walmarts on the same street. You don't even have to turn to get from one to the other. And one is fairly nice, and the other one is really shitty. That's just how it is.
Which one is closer to black people? The nice one?
No.
Oh. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know if it's black people. I don't think there's that many black people there, really.
Well, I mean, maybe they're closer to the black people, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if one
is shitty and one is nice. That's all I know.
Where you're talking about, there's a heavier population of black people in the neighboring city.
Right.
And if they want to go to Walmart, they got to go to the Walmart that you were just talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Targetto.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the roughly $80 billion corporation did something it hadn't before. It met with black residents.
How does a corporation meet with black residents?
Over Zoom. Oh,
cool. All right, well, I'm the emperor of black people, so what can you do for me, Target?
How do you go about... Okay, so logistically, how do you even facilitate that meeting? Like, let's say that you're the, whatever, diversity and inclusion at Target. Wait, it's right here. Target hired a contracting company owned by a Somalia-American woman and built some of these neighborhood requests into its blueprints. It also added shutters to the store that can come down in case of a future emergency.
So just like four sentences earlier, it said something about it felt like it was an afterthought. It sounds to me like this sentence was an afterthought in this article. We probably shouldn't mention that they put the shutters in because that makes the whole thing look bad. But we got to put it in there somewhere, buried in the bottom somewhere.
That's the key piece of information in the whole article.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they bury it, which is hilarious to me.
Until this year, Target mostly dealt with issues of race at the employee level. What? Like not hiring black people?
By not hiring black people?
A class action suit.
How else would you handle issues of race at the employee level? What other level would Target... A customer fucking store level. That sells shit. What level would they have?
The customer level.
How? Letting black people shop there?
Yeah. If they wanted to, they could have told their cash register. What are they called?
Cashiers.
Right. They could have told their cashiers to, when a black person comes through, to maybe suggest them to not act black while they're in the store.
they got a big sign when you walk in, please don't act black.
And by that, we mean demonstrate.
Please no demonstrations in the store.
We don't want you to demonstrate our TVs walking out of here. While Target customers on average hail from zip codes that skew wider than the national average, according to Safegraph. By comparison, about 13.4% of the U.S. population and about 20% of Target's headquarters city is black.
Okay.
5% of Target's executives are black, while 13% of the population is black. That's what this paragraph says.
And that's important for some reason now. Okay.
Yes, they need to hire more black people.
Okay.
If I
don't agree, but okay.
Do you think that if fact or not fact... If Target had 13% of its executives black, do you think they would have not gotten looted?
I don't think that anybody would have. It would have made any difference at all.
You know when you walk into when you're in a casino and it tells you what the slots payback is, like
99.999%. Yeah,
they need to do that. Every store needs to say how many executives are black. Like right when you walk in, there should be a sign that, like, the 14% black executives.
The funny thing is you say that as a joke, but I would be willing to bet that that is a proposal that somebody has brought forward seriously.
In August, awesome. Target laid out the goals of its new racial justice committee.
So they get looted. Like to be, what do you do for a living? I work at the Target racial justice committee.
It's like Super Friends. Like they're sitting around a table. including the need to create environments where Black guests feel overtly welcome. That's
why?
Like, that just means play heavy bass through the speakers.
This whole store smells like weed.
It smells like weed and Soul Glow in here.
Why?
Why does everything have a leopard print?
Oh, my God.
The produce aisle is only watermelon. All right. Enough of that.
Oh, God.
Kiera Fernandez, Target's Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer and Vice President of Human. I want that job.
Me too.
I'd have a badge and everything. You could be my deputy.
I'd have a gun. I want the diversity officer to have a gun.
Acknowledges that the company has a reputation of catering to white shoppers.
Okay.
No, it did.
If it does.
So Target is corny. Like, all their shit is corny. Like, they always have corny colors. If that's what they mean by targeting white shoppers, then I agree.
I don't know what that means, corny colors.
It's all stupid colors, like greens and stuff. Like, with towels, they got stupid fucking fag colors. Not hip, soul-y colors.
Soul-y? Yep, you're with it.
Okay, it gets better. And Target wants to use its scale to build more relationships with Black entrepreneurs by stocking their products, she said. Though Target hasn't made a commitment to sign the 15% pledge, a promise to fill shelves with that percentage of products made by Black-owned brands.
What? What? We can sign that pledge at Who's Right. When we get shelves, we're going to fill them with Black products. As soon as we get shelves.
So should we make like a section of our merch store where we sell only Black design Who's Right merch? I mean, we're keeping all the money, but.
Yes, absolutely we should.
Like, how do you translate Who's Right into Black?
Into Ebonics? Like, yeah, what's good, man?
Assalamu alaikum. Is that right?
Yes. I think that works for just about everything.
Target is not going to be able to end systemic racism, said Stephanie Creary, assistant professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Target is going to be able to reduce the impact of racism that is created from its operations. That's what we're looking at.
So by operating, Target is creating racism.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. How long is it? This fucking thing goes on and on.
Yeah, this is a super long article.
How long is it before one of us gets arrested or somebody gets arrested for saying the N-word?
Oh, it's not going to be long. I mean, it's coming. I would say within 10 years, it's going to happen.
Oh no, I was thinking like 6 months.
I don't know if it's going to happen that fast, but I would say within 10 years. That's my prediction.
Okay. So let's say that they do that. They pass a law that says if you say the N-word, it's mm-hmm. hate speech and, mm-hmm. and it's 1 year in jail.
Yes.
Are they going to say, unless you're Black?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think the law will be written that way.
So what if you're
mixed
and you look white? Mm-hmm. You only get 6 months?
So I honestly think that they're going to issue every police officer a color chart. You arrest on this side of the line, you don't on this side of the line. So they just passed, I don't know, whatever country it is, just passed hate speech laws a couple days ago. You get in your house, if you say have hate speech in your house, you can get up to a year in jail. And if you say it outside of your house, it's like 3 years in jail.
Where was that at?
I don't know. I don't remember. Not America.
I've been there.
That's like the rest of the world. So I really don't know. Norway or Sweden or one of them other countries like that. One of the countries that's having really big problems with terrorism right now. I thought it was Norway. I could be wrong about that, though. Are you looking it up?
No. What? How would I look that up?
Norway. Hate speech laws. I'll do it. Norway. Hate. I need to learn how to, hey, I don't even have to type all of it. Yes. Norway outlaws hate speech against trans and bisexuals people. hate speech. I'm trying to find out the people found guilty of hate speech face a fine or up to a year in jail for private remarks and a maximum of 3 years in jail for public comments, according to the penal code.
Penal.
This was November 10th of 2020. So this just happened. I'm very relieved, actually, because the lack of legal protection has been an eyesore for trans people for many, many years.
Bullshit. The eyesore is seeing a bitch with a beard.
That's, you are so going to jail.
Okay, so if I lived in Norway, that comment would have got me a year in jail?
Yes. A fine or a year in jail. No, it's a public comment, so 3 years in jail.
But I'm in my house.
Yeah, but you're saying it to the world, out.
But I'm in my house.
Yeah, but it's a public comment because publicly you said it. You transmitted it outside of your house.
Privately, I think that women with beards is gross.
Sit, now you get 4 years. keep talking, buddy.
What is this, fucking Breakfast Club? Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
That's right. So people are, I've already seen lots of people on Americans on Reddit talking about how great this is and that America should do the same. And it's just a matter of time before that group becomes loud enough and they overtake the group that says, oh, well, that's probably not a good idea. Because that's how it always happens. The loudest group gets what they want. And,
okay.
You know,
but do you think that, so we both agree that something like that will happen in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
How pissed off would black people be if trans people get it before them?
That's going to be the start of the race war. That's hilarious. They're kicking off the race war by giving rights to the trans people. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's awesome.
Like, okay. So whatever, the president comes on and says, from now on, my fellow Americans and the gays, from here on out, you are not allowed to call homosexual people faggots.
Uh-huh.
If you do, you get 3 years in jail. And then black people, you can still call them the N-word. It's fine.
No jail time for that. And on top of that, we're going to give reparations to trans people.
They've been held back for about 9 months.
Right. They've been held back for 9 months. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So I'd like to say that would be like the, whatever, that stupid thing, straw that broke the camel's back or whatever. But I don't think that's the case. I don't think there's going to be any straw that breaks any camel's back.
Yeah, there's people no straws. Are just gonna,
there's no straws. No, there's no camels. It's right. Just people are just going to do whatever they're told.
So here's how I came to that realization.
Okay.
I now walk into a store and don't even think twice about putting my mask on.
So we will get about halfway from our car to the parking lot and realize that, shit, I forgot to grab my mask out of the glove box and walk back to my car, grab it, and go into the store. So, yeah, you're right. We're just going to do what we're told, and we're just going to keep doing what we're told.
Bye.
Oh, God, no. I hope I'm wrong. That's the one thing that I actually hope I'm wrong about, but I don't think so.
You're not. I was talking to a coworker today. He's a Canadian citizen,
mm-hmm.
but he's here on a work visa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that where he's from, which is Manitoba,
mm-hmm.
they just like, so you said in Illinois, you're going to phase three.
Mm-hmm.
They're at like phase 10, whatever.
They're not allowed to leave their house or what?
You're not allowed to have any, a person here. I pulled some shit from it. Yep. A person who resides in a private resident must not permit a person who does not reside in that residence to enter the property. There are some exceptions for those who live alone for childcare, healthcare, property maintenance, and emergencies. So you can't, like,
you're not allowed to have people over.
Your neighbor comes over for a cup of sugar. It's like, get the fuck off my property, motherfucker.
So they just passed that in Pennsylvania. You have to wear a mask in your own house if you have people that don't live in your house over in Pennsylvania. That's not a joke. I didn't make that up. If somebody comes over that doesn't live in your house, you all have to wear masks in your own house.
So here's another thing from it. Outdoor recreational facilities. So this is shit that's banned. Outdoor recreational facilities such as football and soccer fields, skateboard parks, playgrounds, hockey rinks, and toboggan slides must be closed. So you can't even fucking go sledding.
Can't go sledding.
Oh, how? Okay. So even if this is a, everything that the media is saying is true, this thing will fucking kill your grandma.
Everybody kills everybody all the time, right?
How does stopping sledding?
Once they stop one thing, it pushes people to do other things. So as they shut down different things, it pushes people into other things. The last thing would be sledding. So if they stop everybody from doing everything, everybody's going to be sledding. That's what they're afraid of. You can't shop, might as well sled.
And then one of the other things is they banned the sale of anything that wasn't considered essential, and they provided a list of what is essential.
So you can only buy these certain things on this list?
Yes, groceries and Band-Aids and tampons, I think, is everything.
That's sexist. You can buy tampons.
Hey, can you buy condoms? Tampons.
Yeah, really. Can you buy condoms?
I mean, I suppose I could if I wanted to.
Not you.
Oh.
In Manitoba, jackass.
I don't know.
Under phase 10 or whatever. Because if you can buy condoms, then, I mean, why can you buy condoms if you can't even be around anybody?
Why? That's your sign that you're going to make for your protest?
Mm-hmm.
If you can buy condoms, why can't you buy a table saw?
Right, right. Right. Nobody who's using a table saw is getting any anyways.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah, so all of this shit is happening in America, too, just not... People are just going with it. And if you bring it up like, well, wait, I have to wear a mask in my house. Shut up. My grandma's going to die.
No Thanksgiving for you.
I guess we can't have that conversation.
Oh, fuck. I give up. Like,
it's so stupid.
So that's where they get you. That's where they get you is like me now. All right, fine. I'll wear my mask, but at least I can go to the store and buy
whatever you want. Yeah. Yeah. So those restrictions for Illinois start Friday. They've already said basically don't cancel your Thanksgiving plans. Don't invite people over. You know, no Thanksgiving for you.
So what are the restrictions there?
So depending on, I couldn't find like a definitive list or whatever, but from what I've seen, you're not allowed to open the gyms, I guess, and all of the restaurants are going to 25% capacity or something, and there's some I don't remember, there were some weird things, like basically just don't leave your house unless you absolutely have to is what it's saying.
So are they going through the same shit again with like who's essential and not essential workers and all that?
Yes. There was a list of like, I didn't click on it, but there was like, click here to see who's essential and who's not essential or whatever. And
I wonder how that $1,200 is holding people over from 14 months ago.
Yep. So far, so good. I am 100% against the government giving people money. But if the government's going to tell you can't work, I'm 100% for the government giving you money. They're going to fuck you and still not give you money. They're telling you can't go to work. How about just letting me go to work?
That was my argument 6 months ago, and you and I argued about it.
No, we didn't. I wouldn't have said something so stupid.
So I think it's great. I think it's great that the government is telling everybody they can't work, and they're doing this in a way so they give you $1,200
once,
and it's like, yay, our government's here for us. And then there's this huge buildup for another 10 months of when you're going to get. You're getting it. You're not getting it.
It's like, yeah, they're on the verge of something, you know.
And then when we finally get it again, it's going to be, hey, our government loves us. Thank you. And we have a vaccine.
Uh-huh. So, okay, here's my question. Are you going to get the vaccine?
It depends.
On?
Because I have a feeling that they're going to make it a requirement for, like, leaving the country.
Oh, okay. Are you planning on going out of the country anytime soon? Or?
Sometimes I have to travel, and if it's made mandatory for my work that I have to get it, then I'll probably just concede and get it. But if it's not mandatory, then no, I wouldn't. Not yet, anyway. I'd like to wait until they at least test it on 6 people.
Right. So, what are the chances they make it mandatory to have a job? Like, you can't work unless you get this vaccine. Can they do that? I mean, I guess they can do whatever the fuck they want.
What's that noise? That.
I was, my cable was caught on the mic thing. They can do what?
I thought there was a fucking werewolf in there with you.
They can literally do whatever they want. But I mean, once the government says we're going to mandate that you get this injection into your body for you to have a job or to live, like, isn't that a line? Shouldn't that be a line? Like, no, camel and they, straw and all that shit?
They already do that.
No, they don't.
Your kids had to have vaccines to go to school.
They don't have to. You can have a religious exemption. Just say you don't want it and they don't get it.
That's not true.
It absolutely is true.
You can't play sports if you're telling me you can't play sports if you're a Jew.
What? I mean, I think that's true, but not for anything that we're talking about.
All right, hold on. I'm fact checking you real time, just like the debate.
You can get a religious exemption for all that shit.
Can you get a religious exemption for vaccines?
You say you're fact-checking me in real time? Fuck off. I just caught that.
In conflict with the religious tenets and practices of the child's parent or guardian, this exemption is issued by a county health department and based on established religious belief or practices only. Right, so you can't because you're not religious.
Says you.
And Allah.
I'm religious as fuck, man.
Okay, so in your case, right, so you don't have a card from a church saying that you've given them money, so you're not religious.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I've never fucking tried it because my kids are vaccinated, so I don't fucking. I don't know, but I've just heard.
That's where I was going to go. So, I don't have a problem with them. If a pandemic is sweeping across the world and killing whatever 20% of the population, pick a number,
right?
And whatever, and they come out with a vaccine that is proven to be safe. Mm-hmm. And effective. Mm-hmm. I would get the vaccine. Yes, I'm not going to sit here and.
Yeah, me too. But what if coronavirus didn't exist 8 months ago, and now all of a sudden we have a vaccine? Yeah, I'm a little bit skeptical that like they can develop a vaccine for a disease that didn't exist a year ago.
Now, is your reasoning for not wanting to get it because you think that they are trying to insert a microchip into you, or just because you don't trust the science? You don't trust that they've done the due diligence.
What is it? Primary, secondary, tertiary. Is that right? Where like your third concern? Tertiary would be, I think it's in my mind, but I think it's a preposterous thought, but I can't get it out of my mind because, you know.
What, that they're trying to microchip you?
Yeah. Or either microchip you or they load it with some other thing that makes you just a little bit dumber and easier to control. You know what I mean?
The vaccine is just fluoride.
Yeah. It's like they're just injecting you with fluoride. Because if I was in charge and I wanted to control people, I would want them to be as dumb as possible. And I mean, fluoride in the water worked really well. So, I mean, let's do more of that.
But so that doesn't make any sense, like in the real world, that it's this overarching trying to control the population, unless it's all governments working together, which I don't believe can happen.
Why? That's exactly what's happening. That's what they're talking about right now. The Great Reset. That's like the New World Order type shit that they've been talking about since the 80s.
Yeah, that's crazy people. Like,
it is not crazy people. There's an overwhelming amount of evidence for it.
Every country is at war with every other country all the time.
Yeah, on the surface. Who's dying in those wars?
Americans.
Okay, poor people are dying in those wars.
Oh, yeah, poor people.
Right. The countries aren't at war. The countries are sending their pawns to other countries to die and get killed in for their pawns, for their resources. None of the people that are in charge are at war for their rights. None of the people that are in charge are at war with each other. They don't give two shits about it being at war with each other. They're going to send their, you know, war machines, citizens, to kill other citizens. That's all it is.
But 9/11.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. I was still thinking about 9/10.
Okay, so 9/11 is considered like bad, right?
Yep. That's that's our analysis. 9/11 is bad.
You heard it here first. Okay. So if 9/11 is bad, is there, what is something that happened that is Pearl Harbor worse than 9/11?
I don't think so. I don't, how many people died in Pearl Harbor? Like 14?
So you're going strictly by the number of people that died is.
So if you go by the number of people that died, Pearl Harbor got us into World War VII or whatever, right?
Okay, so I say Pearl Harbor was worse because there was more suicide pilots.
Well, wasn't there like only 11 suicide pilots for 9/11 or 7? How many pilots were there?
Well, technically, there was only 3.
Is that right? Three people. I guess it only took three.
Four.
Three people.
Four, because the one suicided in the field.
So just from their end, it was...
Farming here, you fuckers. We're taking out this plot of land.
We're taking this field out. So you're just going just from their side. 9/11 wasn't all that bad.
Like from the view of the American public. Like 9/11 happened like that. It was like boom, boom, and then boom, and then the field, boom.
Okay.
Whereas Pearl Harbor lasted for, what, like 6 days?
I don't understand the parallel that you're trying to draw here. So
I was just asking a question, and then we got sidetracked. Which one was worse?
I think 9/11 was worse.
Okay, what about the Hindenburg?
I don't know.
What's worse? Okay, is the pandemic worse than 9/11?
I see. When you say worse, I don't know what you mean. Like what? There's so many. What does worse mean? Worse as in more people died. Worse as in we're going to lose more rights. Worse as in what?
Yeah, everything. Holistically, everything. 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 Everything.
Everything then. I think the pandemic is going to be worse than 9/11.
Not going to be right now.
Yeah, I think it is right now.
Okay, so where's that on the scale? If 9/11 is the litmus, is the pandemic like a 9/12?
I'm going to say the pandemic is like a 9/16, 9/17. Once you get to 9/20, you're fucked.
No, then you go to 9/21.
No. The scale doesn't work that way.
The scale goes all the way to 12/31.
Oh. Well, then we're not even close.
Right. So what's... Okay, so if 9/11 is 9/11, what is Pearl Harbor?
Fuck, I don't know. Like Pearl Harbor would be like 6/23.
No right? Fucking way. No, because when 9/11 happened, they said it was the next Pearl Harbor.
The next, so then Pearl Harbor would be like 8/24.
Why wouldn't it be 9/10?
You think something bad happens every day?
What?
The scale is days, right?
No, the scale is how bad it is.
But there's got to be something between Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
Oklahoma City bombing?
See, I would think that that's worse than 9/11, right?
So what's that, like 10/4? 10/5?
Fuck. Well, all right, so let's just start. What's 12/31? Why can't we say 9/11 is 12/31 and work backwards?
No, because when something happens worse than 9/11, you got to go higher than 12/31. This is confusing as shit.
What could potentially happen that's worse than 9/11?
You just said the pandemic.
So the pandemic is 12/31. All right, how about the pandemic in the future?
Right. Oh, okay. So
the pandemic gets 2 or 3?
Okay, if the pandemic now is 12/31, then what's the pandemic tomorrow when there's another 6 people dead?
1/1.
No,
we're starting over. It's so bad that we have to, it's the Great Reset. We have to start over. So, all right. So then the pandemic now is 12/1. That's how bad things have gotten.
Okay. What about George Floyd? Where was that? Because that, I mean, one,
depending on who you ask,
not as many people died. But there was a lot more collateral damage to buildings and shit.
I'm trying to. So if the pandemic is 12-1, George Floyd would. Fuck. I'm going to have to say George Floyd is like 11-19, 11-20.
George Floyd is higher than 9-11?
Yeah.
So so you're telling me that if you could take back, if you could go back in time, and you either you put on a cape and stop all the terrorists, or you go knock that guy's knee off his neck. You're telling me you're going to choose the knee off the neck?
Yes. George Floyd is an angel.
I can't breathe.
That's not funny. Okay, it's a little funny. He's an angel sent here from above to show us our ways or whatever.
He was sent here to buy cigarettes with counterfeit money.
He's like, hey, I'm going to need you to go down to the store and buy me some cigarettes. Here, take this 20.
He was sent here to enable the population to get free TVs.
Right. See, think of all the people who got free TVs because Saint of Floyd. George Floyd. St. Floyd. I wonder, that's crazy. There's got to be a number. How many people got TVs because of George Floyd? There has to be a number.
Thank you, George Floyd.
Oh, God. Crazy. Now that's a number I'd like to know.
Why? Like,
I don't know. It's interesting. What, George Floyd dies. How many TVs did we give out for free? that's an interesting correlation. And who, when I die, how many free TVs are there going to be? that's how you know how good your life was. How many free TVs they give out.
I mean, they didn't necessarily give free TVs out.
Basically.
You're changing the story. Revisionist history.
All right, fine. Free TVs that they stole? Does that sound better? I was trying to make it sound a little, you know, be a little charitable, you know?
They involuntarily donated the TVs.
There you go. They needed those TVs more than you did. From each according to his needs to his abilities or whatever. Give me the fucking free TV.
Give me the fucking TV, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't care about your fucking ideology. Just give me the goddamn TV.
You know what? So if there was a riot or a protest or a demonstration here.
Right.
So my TV works fine. I don't need a bigger TV.
Okay.
But I want one of them pizzazz pizza cookers. I can't find them anymore.
Those things are badass. The ones that spin?
Yeah.
I just saw one the other night at the store. I was thinking about buying it. I was this close.
Can you send me one?
Sure. Why not? For Christmas.
All right.
I'll wait until somebody dies, and I'll use that opportunity to get you a pizzazz pizza cooker.
There's fucking fire and brimstone and broken glass and black people running out with TVs, and you're like, hey, where's the pizza cookers?
Excuse me. Do you work here? Where's your fucking pizza cookers?
They're up there by the spices.
Oh my god.
Okay, what do we got? So we Canada check.
Canada check.
Letter from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
So yeah. So because of this 12/31 emergency that we have. Wait, no, 12-1. Sorry. I got a letter in the mail the other day, and it was from somebody like, I don't know, four or five streets over. Let's see.
Why didn't they just come over and talk to you?
Virus. Pandemic. So I don't know these people, and I don't know if they know me, but it was addressed to my name, full name, and family.
Was it spelled Anthony or Anferny?
No, it's spelled Anthony.
Okay.
So it's handwritten, two pages, not front and back, just two pages, handwritten. Dear family, my name is Paula. I am writing to share some information that might be encouraging to you. Because of coronavirus, we respectfully are not meeting face to face. So it says basically that they're not meeting face to face because of coronavirus. But then it says, I'd like to direct you to a free website that answers that, because it asks, why is God letting coronavirus happen and all that kind of shit? And the website is JW.org. I don't know if you know, which I knew right away, JW.org is Jehovah's Witness people. I don't know if you knew that or not, but so I just thought it was humorous that they can't go door to door. So are they just going through the phone book and writing letters to people? Because I think it's part of their religion that they have to proselytize, right? They have to like bring people into their faith.
Yeah.
Right. So I wasn't sure. So I looked up Jehovah's Witnesses just to have some idea or a little idea of what was going on. And I didn't get very far. One of the very first things that I found when I looked up, all I typed in was Jehovah's Witness. And it was like the third thing down the list. Will a church get away with making a teen listen to recordings of her rape? I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with Jehovah's Witnesses?
All right, so, I'm in.
Yeah. So I went down this rabbit hole. I read this article. It was like a half an hour of reading this. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I forgot what I was doing.
I wrote them back and signed up.
So I never got any information on the Jehovah's Witnesses other than there's a girl that got raped by a guy and she's a Jehovah's Witness. And the church people, like the guy recorded himself raping her and gave it to the church elders or whatever. And they made her listen to her own rape and repent for her sins for having sex out of marriage.
Dirty whore.
she was 15 years old. And like,
hold on.
What world are we living in here, man?
On multiple occasions, sometimes while armed, he drove her to a parking lot and forcibly kissed her, groped her, and ultimately raped her over the sound of her protests, she alleges.
It's she recorded. Alleges. She didn't do it. She's a whore.
The culmination of the abuse occurred when her assailant twice drove to her house, climbed through her window, and raped her on her bed, the court papers say. According to her complaint, the last assault lasted between 1.5 and 2 hours. So he had some fucking stamina.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ. So they called her into this meeting with her parents, where her mom and her stepdad, for 4 hours. They interrogated her about having sex before marriage because she got raped like 4 times by this guy. And they played the tape for her.
They questioned her for about 45 minutes, including whether or not they were consensual. Then they turned to more aggressive techniques. With her mother and stepfather present, the four elders began playing a recording that her assailant had made without her knowledge, pausing it at random points to pepper her with questions.
This is so fucking so crazy. And they're claiming that, like, it's fine. The church elders are like, yeah, this is what we do. This is our church. There's no law against this. What's the problem?
Why are you a whore?
Yeah. Because the girl is 18 or 20 now, whatever she is. She's trying to sue them for, you know, emotional abuse or whatever the fuck they do, whatever they call it. And they're arguing before the court that no, this is our religion. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to go by your laws or whatever. You know, we can play recordings of rapes, and she sinned.
So the court case is about them forcing her to listen to this tape, right?
Yes.
What if during the court trials they use it as evidence?
They have to play the tape.
They play the tape of her listening to the tape of her getting raped. Is this you whining about being raped while you were?
And then in the documentary, we get to watch the tape of her in court listening to the tape. Fuck, this is like meta.
I want to be, how do you sign up for a jury? I want to be on this jury. Can you play that back? I'm almost finished.
One more time. It this whole thing put the letter.
Wait. What was she wearing?
Then I'll tell you if it's her fault or not.
Right.
This whole thing put the letter that I got into a whole new light, you know, like, you're here sending letters to random people to get them to go to your website when like part of your religion is making 15-year-old girls listen to tapes of them being raped. That's so fucking weird, man.
You think this is worse than the Catholics just hiding all the kid fucking?
So worse, because it's a, I think on the Catholic side, it's a bigger scale. Yeah. But I think it's literally the same thing. I think the same thing is happening on the Jehovah Witness side. It just hasn't been uncovered as much yet.
No, because the Jehovah Witness side wasn't one of the forefathers or whatever the fuck they're called in church. They weren't doing the raping. They were just watching the after porn.
No, this article says that, I don't know exactly where, but there's been several claims through the years of people in the Jehovah Witness Church raping children. It's came out several times or whatever. So I think the same thing. I think the same thing's happening. You know what
that
I mean?
Letter you got, does it have any contact information?
how to join? Yeah. How do I get my kids?
Is it like a catalog? Do they have pictures?
Yep.
It ain't none of them fucking ugly kids that wear the jean short or the jean skirts, is it?
I wouldn't know. Oh my God. Crazy. It's crazy to me how I get a letter in the mail from a Jehovah Witness and it leads me to a story that about a 15-year-old listening to her own rape. Small world.
I think saying it's a small world would only apply if you were the rapist. Like, how did I get here?
That was the joke. Thanks for spelling it out, though.
Wait, what did I just move? Oh, I moved the wrong article.
Oh, boy.
Public obscenity. Public, this one was funny.
Let's see. What do we got? Archbishop of New Orleans orders a church altar to be burned after a pastor was caught in a demonic sexual act. First of all, is there such thing as a demonic sexual act?
Okay, so the synopsis, is that right? Mm-hmm. Summary?
Yeah.
A brief description of the story is somebody walked by the church, noticed a light was on, went in the church, and seen the priest having sex with two women. Mm-hmm. He was having a threesome on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the head of this church or whatever, the head priest, has declared that he's going to burn that altar and have a new one made. And that will get rid of the sins of.
And how much is that going to cost the church?
The way he makes it sound, let's see here. God, okay.
This is annoying.
I am infuriated by his actions. When the details became clear, we had the altar removed and burned. I will consecrate a new altar tomorrow. So it doesn't sound like it's going to cost a whole lot.
Oh, doesn't consecrate mean like you have sex after you're married?
He's going to fuck an altar.
After he marries it.
I thought it meant you couldn't poop.
Yours is better. He can't poop on the altar for 30 days.
Consecrate means to make or declare something sacred. Oh, so he's just going to fucking folding table and say, I do declare.
I do declare this is sacred. Thank you, Father.
Okay, so when they go buy a loaf of bread and then say it's the body of Christ,
uh-huh,
they're consecrating it.
Oh God. Is that what they do with holy water too? They just wave their hand over it? Yeah, this water's holy now. Dip the baby in it.
All right.
Isn't that like when you think about religious traditions like that, like, all right, we're gonna dip the baby in this water, everything's good.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Well, to wash its sins away.
But it was just born. Hasn't sinned. What's?
But didn't you just get that water out of the sink over there?
No, this water's holy.
So think about that before. Okay, so the first time they dipped a baby in water.
Uh huh.
Like what? Who came up with this? Like, okay, this baby is born into sin.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we put it in a fucking water dunk thing, like you throw a baseball and drop
water dunk thing. I guarantee you, somewhere along the way, there was somebody that found a way that said to some, I don't know how, but okay, if I tell these people that they dip their kids in this water, I'm going to make money. That's how this all, that's how everything starts. That's how everything always starts. Some shyster is making money you know, traveling, dipping babies in water for $100 or whatever. And then it's just like everybody picks up on it.
Okay, so you're telling me these crackers, if I eat these crackers.
Right. You eat these crackers and the body of Christ will literally be inside of you.
No, but you just got these out of this box over here, right?
No. This is a special box. You can't get these just anywhere.
And that Boone's Farm you're pouring in here?
That toilet wine you made?
That's the blood of Christ you're telling me. Blood.
And you want me to drink blood? Yeah, Christ's blood. What don't you understand here? So eat the fucking crackers and drink the wine and shut up.
This is the same guy that allowed himself to get beat up by the Jews, right? Okay, where does Jesus Christ getting tortured? Is that higher than 9/11?
So Jesus Christ getting tortured, that we can start that at 1-1, right? That's not that big of a deal. It happened so long ago.
What, time plus tragedy equals comedy or something?
Right. I think comedy plus comedy equals time.
What's the deal with Jesus?
Oh, my God.
Okay, last question, then we're going to get out of here.
Okay. Okay.
Was Jesus a shepherd or was he a carpenter?
Can't you be both?
All right.
You stumped me on that one. I'm not sure because I thought he was like a sheep herder or a goat fucker or whatever.
alleged
goat fucker. But then I also heard he was a carpenter, right? Was it God that was a carpenter? Or no, Mary was the carpenter. Jesus was the goat fucker.
No, and you're thinking of the band. Wasn't a band Jesus, Mary and the Carpenters?
Mary. So the Carpenters. Joan Carpenter, was that her name? Joan Carpenter.
No, you're thinking of Joan Jett.
Oh, with the jukebox where the dude bangs on the jukebox and it starts playing the Carpenters. Is that what we're talking about? I'm so confused.
Should we start doing church service on Sundays for our bonus episodes?
Obviously.
Okay, so remember.
I know so much.
The Jews will make you listen to your rape tape.
Right. The Jehovah's Witnesses will make you listen to your rape tape. So don't be one of them. We better do our patrons before we forget.
I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, me too. I was about to sign off.
Okay. Pull that up. Here. New patrons. Ready?
Hold ready.
On. Are we playing this music?
Da, da, da.
Yes. Fuck. It's my favorite.
What about this?
Is that our new Patreon music? Can you put it on repeat in the background?
Hold on. Replay. Nope, not replay.
Didn't work.
What's latch? What the fuck does latch mean?
Stay on.
Nope. Whatever, fuck it, I don't care.
You want to just keep pushing the button? Dude, oh my God! All right, I can't do it with that fucking plane. Okay, so, all right, I'll start. Charles, stop it! You fucking do it.
All right. What's this button do? Home. Back. Here we go.
All right. Charles. Thank you very much, Charles, for signing up for the Patreon.
So I don't think this one should be on. Hollis signed up last week and then upgraded or whatever to 10.
Okay.
But I don't know if he went down or not.
What? Like since then?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you
somebody
check that? why didn't you check that before now?
Fuck you. Why didn't you check it?
All right. So Hollis. Thank you, Hollis.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, so I think Hollis went up, and I think it was Pallet that went back down.
That's what it is, bitch. All right. Darren, thank you, Darren. We appreciate it.
So, okay, Pallet went up to 15, but then I think he went back down. But I told him to go down.
Why? So thank you, 10, not 15.
So I think you would be aligned with my way of thinking.
Okay.
So he upgraded his pledge.
Yes.
And then said he followed that up by saying he's going to quit after he donates $200.
Okay.
So I told him to slow down so he can hang out longer.
Absolutely.
Okay. So see, I told you.
Yeah.
It's not
Well, thank you, 200.
It's not like it's not like I did it where I called them all individually like last time and told them to quit.
I forgot about that. Wesley. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you, Jacob.
You demand, Jacob.
Don't use my fucking line.
I can't help it.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was Atomic that, I don't know, one of them. So,
now that's even funnier. thank you, Atomic Waffle. Thank you, 202.
Colin, thank you for signing up. We appreciate it. You the man.
Amshaw? Is that right? Thank you, Amshaw.
You think he...
She? Is it, we?
It's not a she. Nobody named their little girl Am.
I hope not.
That's it.
All right, that's it. Thank you. If you like what we're doing, share our shit. That will be the second best thing you can do to help us out. the first thing would be go to patreon.com/whoswright and sign up. Second thing would be share our shit.
But if you're going to share our shit, also go to Patreon. No. If you're going to go to Patreon, also share our shit.
Yeah, both. Do both.
Like, so...
We need you to recruit for us.
Okay. When somebody takes the time to write us a note that says, you know, love your show, you guys are funny, whatever the fuck they say, would it be rude for me to say, then sign up to our Patreon and give us money? Like,
I mean, no, as long as you say thanks first.
Thanks. Sign up for our Patreon.
See, perfect.
I don't know if you've heard, but you now get 4 bonus episodes a month.
Right.
Okay. So how far is it? How far is too far to beg for money?
None. Well, depends on who's doing the begging, you or me.
You.
Oh, it's already too far. I'm already uncomfortable.
Okay.
How about for you?
I've been begging for money for a fucking year. I want to get to that point where I can say and not feel shitty about it. Because of the people that donate, we are able to keep our show advertisement free.
Haven't we been able to say that from the beginning, though?
No, it's because of us we've been able to keep our...
Yes, we suck at advertising, so we've been able to keep our show advertisement free. Awesome.
But, you know, like, there's them shows that say, because, you know, please donate to continue getting more content. Because we're able to make this show.
Because of viewers like you,
they also, there's people on their Patreon that say things like, we're relying on you to make content for the show. Like, if the more people that sign up for our Patreon, the more content we'll put out.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Oh, all right. So... First, let's drop our content down to nothing, and then we'll go up from there. So the more you donate, the more you get.
How much backlash do you think we would... How long before people would realize that we're not putting out bonus content at all before they drop? Like, how long could we... If we just stop right now, how many more...
I'm assuming... Okay, so we record bonus shows on Sunday. I'm assuming that you get messages on, like, Tuesday night asking for the bonus show for the next Saturday already. I'm assuming that's how it happens.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that, like, everybody would hang out, but...
You think there'd be a couple?
Whatever, I don't know. Just...
Even even know what you're asking.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Last thing. Hang out. Sign up for our Patreon, and you can hang out in the after-show chat with us and
yeah,
call us gay.
And fat. Bye.
Bye.